She had a bad head wound on her back.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Well, I just never heard anything like this.
Like what, Sam?
Well, this man betrayed his wife and
well, how come him do that, Sam?
Well, the paper didn't say why he done it. He just done it.
Well, is that the whole story, Sam? A man betrayed his wife?
Well, no, the story's about the woman.
Well, what'd she do, Sam?
She jumped out the window.
Jumped out the window?
Was it upstairs window?
You thought she tried to kill herself by jumping out the basement window, Leon?
Sam, you didn't tell us she was trying to kill herself.
Well, anyway, she's in the hospital with a head wound on her back.
A head wound on her back?
Well, that just don't sound right, Sam.
Well, she landed on her husband's head. Broke his neck. Hurt her back real bad. Now, she...
Well, I just don't know which one of them feels sorry for her.
Well, Leon, I don't hardly think that you would feel
Ken
sorry.
Is Ken Dacey got upstairs, Wender?
Leon, I don't
Leon,
think
Ken
that...
Ken Dacey wouldn't do nothing like that because of Sam. Theirs is just a platonic relationship.
Now, just a minute, Jesse.
I heard Uncle Cedy use that word about the big war.
About the big war?
Yeah, a platonic relationship would mean a relationship with 110 men.
Now, just a minute
platonic,
here.
Platonic, Leon, not platoonic.
You mean there's a difference?
Well, yeah, about 109 men.
Hey, if I understood this conversation, I don't think I'd like it.
Sam, could you stop reading weird stories long enough to do a little work around here?
I never read no weird story.
Aunt Risa says just weird people read stories.
Well, now, Leon, in some cases,
I think your Aunt Risa is weird.
Now, Sam, just because her name
Well, she didn't get it from reading.
I know that, Leon.
Are you two arguing?
No, Miss Jess, we wasn't arguing.
Well, yeah, yes, we was too, Leon.
No, Sam, we wasn't arguing.